This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Friday, December 12th, year of our Lord 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it is 9:12 and change. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it despite the fact that the Democrats want to kill us. It's the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to our dear friend, John Basiliga, and his great Basiliga hospitality. Veterans we lost this year but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Gerald Louie, Poppy, Jer, Heron of Duryea, James Rada, Wilkes-Barre, Jerome Holland, Kingston, Daniel Luce, Wilkes-Barre, Richard Griffin, North Scranton, Richard Butch Jackson, Canadensis, Factoryville, and Scranton, John Badner, Taylor, and Galen Snyder, Bloomsburg. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our amazing, incredible, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. Freedom could not be controlled by government or government officials because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it or abuse it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, uniquely and for the first time in world history, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. Freedom equals success. Isn't that interesting? America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And with that essential preamble dealt with and delivered, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all who listen for the balance of this morning. Well, we had the book event yesterday afternoon, and we didn't get a ton of people, which I was sort of hoping for, but it was an odd time and all that. But I got to tell you, the people who came were great. They asked very insightful questions. Some of the names I mentioned on the program were here that call in and contribute. And it was just enjoyable. And I got to tell you, Matt Birkbeck, he's a writer's writer. And he's, as a writer, he's a reporter, and he doesn't pull any punches. If he finds something, he goes for it, and he states it. He proves it first, though. And then my buddy Chris Fanazzi, unbelievable. His book, the whole package. Chris Fanazzo was just, he's just a great guy to be around. And he maintains this attitude of just goodness, even after they put him away for 5.5 years, put him through about somewhere between 4 and 6 years of aggravation, agony, and expense before that. And then after he's out of prison, they took tons of money off him. And after prison, he finds out, oh, yeah, sorry, that wasn't a crime. Supreme Court has said it's not a crime. Wow. In any event. Somebody texts in another knife attack in Scranton Sunday morning with a box cutter. The mayor said nothing. Of course not. Of course not. She's trying to pretend there's no crime. She hired police consultants who had come to the rubber stamp conclusion that white veterans were the danger in society. I'm telling you, this mayor's insane. Every left-wing lunatic talking point, she's got it. She made some idiot comment. Rob Bresnahan said something from Northeast Pennsylvania. She goes, it's NEPA, Rob, as though what? NEPA? First of all, I hate that. I never use it. So that shows what a fool she is. It's Northeastern Pennsylvania. Why can't we say words anymore? Well, because any words that are actually real escape the mayor of Scranton. In any event, they continue. A 38-year-old male living in a German hotel when it was affordable living for 55-plus people. He's related to them, and I did not read the whole package. I know this. The mayor stuck her face in the press conference for God knows what reason. They put out and the Scranton Times, even though she was in the back corner of the press conference held by the district attorney, our great district attorney, by the way, Brian Gallagher, she was in the back, and they somehow took a picture for the angle to get her face in there. Crazy. Somebody said she disabled the ability for people to comment on her Facebook post. Well, of course. She's got her own Herman Goering who writes all her stuff for her. Wendy, who's a complete left, I've been friends with her a long time, left-wing lunatic. From Rich McHale, morning, Bob. Love that montage of clips of threats from the Democrat elite. Like John Wayne said, you can't fix stupid. Have a blessed weekend. I hope I do. I think I will. Thanks, Rich. Yeah, nuts. Nutty people. This is your Democrat Party. It was sort of, I've said, you know what? These things put together about, it's just an old lesson on socialism and a little about Obamacare and the fakery that is being spread by the Democrat Party because They want to pretend that Obamacare is working and it's failing miserably. Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Canaro, WILK. We had the Christmas party last night. Just a couple comments on that when we come back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Frank Sinatra, born Hoboken, New Jersey, December 12th, 1915. We lost him in 1998 at age 82. My father introduced me to Sinatra, and I didn't love him at first, but I grew to just absolutely adore Frank Sinatra. He was well known as chairman of the board, Murph tells us. And Murph picked Baby It's Cold Outside with Dorothy Kristen. We've got to play something, New York, New York, or My Way, something for his birthday. I'm going, and I don't usually say where I'm going in advance, but I'm going to Otera tonight for dinner, Otera 519. And then Chris DiMatteo and some other performers are going to do a salute to Frank Sinatra. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm actually excited about it, down at Sergei's underneath. So we're going to do that whole package. And it's going to be great. It really is. So we have the company Christmas party at Isabella's last night. Isabella's is great. My friend Bobby Tambor owns that. And it's right down the street here, although I went home first. So I took Cutie, although she was in a hurry to get home. In retrospect is probably a good thing. But the whole gang was there from all the stations. We had a lot of fun. But I was thinking, I said, you know, I'm more of the type, even now, and I admit this, and in some ways ashamed to admit it, I'm looking for those parties where people are taking pictures of their butts on the, pictures of their butts on the Xerox machine and lampshades on the head. And as far as I could tell, nobody embarrassed themselves or got smashed enough that they're in danger of getting fired today. And without that, there's no point to the Christmas party, is there? It was a very tame affair, but very nice. And they had my scotch, so I was in heaven. I was in heaven. All right, let's go to Don Blackledge. Don calling in about Wreaths Across America. We've been telling about this event tomorrow at noon at St. Stanislaus Cathedral Cemetery and Kane Street in Scranton. Don, how are you? Great to have you back this year.
I'm fine. Thank you for having us.
Isn't it nice every year we get to talk to each other again, and that means we're still around.
I did see you at another restaurant in town, though, the other couple weeks ago.
Yes. Didn't get to talk to you. So, Don, this is just a great event and a great cause. Tell us more about it.
Well, Wreaths Across America, for us at St. Stanislaus, it's our eighth year. When we started nationwide, there were only about 1,700 locations that were doing it. Today, tomorrow, there'll be 5,600.
Wow!
Plus, so it's grown in popularity and exposure, and a lot of corporations kick in and sponsor. So yesterday at 7 o'clock in the morning, we had a big tractor trailer fully loaded. And fortunately, we had some of our friends and my son and his partner come up by and help me unload 51 cases of wreaths.
Wow!
And the truck was donated by Sharon Williams Paints. They're one of the national sponsors.
Nice.
And a lot of our wreaths also were purchased by our local Walmart stores and donated to us. As well as Lockheed Martin, the defense contractor up in Archibald. So we like
we love them. We love
recognize them.
Yeah. Yep.
So tomorrow at noon, we will have a brief ceremony, probably 10, 15 minutes. Then we will, during the ceremony, we bring forward wreaths for each branch of service. There'll be eight different wreaths that will be brought forward by, we usually pick out some Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts in the attendance and have them bring it forward and put them on a stand in front of the speakers. And then we'll have taps played, and then we'll have the chore of distributing 600 and some wreaths to... when they put the wreaths on the graves, we like them to say the name of the veteran, because there's an old saying that a person dies twice, once physically and the second time when their name is no longer spoken.
This is great. By the way, is that your wife speaking in the background?
Yes.
It's proof that behind every good man, there's a good woman.
Absolutely. 59 years worth of it.
How nice is that?
Yeah. Yeah, we're at Bailey's Calf up in Dalton. Very nice place also. Nice. To give them a shout out. Maybe I'll get a free coffee.
And, that way we love Bailey's. And they're downtown too now.
Right? Yes, they are. Yep.
Hey, this is great. How many who helps with this other than the sponsors you mentioned?
Well, individuals from the church that have veterans that are buried there can buy the wreaths through Wreaths Across America. They're $17 each, and you can go online to their website. We have a lot of parishioners that just brought their checks in to us at the parish office.
Yeah.
But the thing to keep in mind is that tomorrow we'll be starting at noon. There is, with the snow, there's, I won't say limited parking, but we had a problem with our plow, we've had some area plowed, but there'll be parking, and, if you can get there 15, 20 minutes earlier, just to be prepared and stand around where we do the ceremony, and we'll have a few. The bishops will say a few words and prayers, and we have Jack Partika. I don't know if you know Jack, but he's been a musician in the area for a while, a long time, and he'll be playing taps for us.
Nice.
And so that constitutes our program, and it's, you know, it started down in Arlington, and we were there 9 years ago with my nephew, who is a two-star admiral in the Coast Guard.
Wow.
And since retired, he's now president of Christopher Newport University. Hmm. But he did a nice job swing there.
Love that.
Yeah. So anyway, but Arlington is quite the sight to see, you know, with all those graves down there, and 20,000 people come out for that. So we're a smaller rendition of that, but it's a feel good program, and everybody that participates really enjoys the time they spent doing it, and helps us to bring it back every year.
And Don Bleckledge, you touched on something that actually brought a tear to my eye. We die once, but then don't let these veterans die again by having them be forgotten, and they get remembered through this incredible event all over the country, but here at St. Stanislaus as well. Thank you so much to everybody that's doing it, yourself included.
Okay. Yes. Well, we're happy to do it.
All right, my friend. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
And same to you, Bob, and all right, your family. Thank you.
Don Bleckledge. Pleasure. Wreaths Across America, tomorrow at noon, St. Stanislaus Church, Kane Street, Scranton. It's right off Davis Street. You can find it. Easy to get to, easy to when you're leaving, and they don't keep you long, but boy, does it mean a lot. We'll take a break and be back with our veterans tribute this hour.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Our veterans, this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga, a super patriot. And today we feature one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. It's Friday. The weekend is nigh. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, Far Street Tavern, the great Trips Park section of West Scranton, Far Street, of course, and the Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant, the best bar restaurants you're going to find anywhere. Food, TVs, the Army-Navy game, all that. And then fine dining, the Stegmaier Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. I can't brag enough about it. Old world charm beyond belief and fantastic food, fantastic bar. Great staff. Aterra 519. I'll be there tonight with Cutie. Can't wait. And go downstairs to Sergey's after that and listen to the Sinatra thing with Chris DiMatteo. Very excited. Gerald Heron. He was known as Louie, Poppy, Jer. He passed away November 27th. His wife of 50 years, Sharon Oakley Heron, passed away back in 2013. Born in Duryea, graduated from Duryea High School. He then joined the United States Marines for us, and later the Marine Reserves. He worked at Procter & Gamble, from where he retired after 35 years. He loved the outdoors, avid salmon fisherman, taking many trips to the Pulaski. He loved NASCAR. During the mid-50s, he put Duryea on the map, becoming a local hero, winning the Soapbox Derby champion, and going on to place in the Nationals in Akron, Ohio. He loved to serve his community. He's a member of a number of fire companies, calling Nicholson his home, where he served as chief for many years. Partially responsible for getting a rope and rescue and confined space team for Lackawanna and surrounding areas. Loving husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather. He survived by two daughters. Three grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and many other family members. Gerald Poppy Heron. James Rada, Wilkes-Barre. We lost him November 25th. He was 99 years old. Born in Hanover Township. Grew up mostly in Hanover. But he also has fond memories of his years he spent in Millville, PA. He's a graduate of Hanover High School, class of 43, and served us in the Army from 1946 to 47. While in service to our country, he was a member of the Company 532nd Engineer Boat and Shore Regiment, attaining the rank of sergeant, and was awarded the World War II Victory Medal. Recently, he got a Quilt of Valor, that great program. He was a purchasing agent, retired from Vulcan Ironworks, in 1993, Jim was a loving and devoted husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. Avid reader, fishing, hiking, camping. Whenever one of his children or grandchildren needed help with anything, he was there. In addition to his parents, he was preceded in death by his wife, Eleanor, with whom he shared 61 years of marriage. Surviving are his children. Grandsons, and great-granddaughter, James Rada, 99 years old before we lost him. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and the great Basiliga Hospitality Group. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, morning clouds, then partly sunny. It'll be about 23 outside the studio right now. I should start talking slang like that. Out the studio. Tonight, increasing clouds, low 20. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of late day snow showers, high 32. Sunday, cloudy with morning snow flurries, high 23. One of the things I used to love, the black guys used to say in prison, you feel me? You feel me? Yes, I do. Murph tells us that the Doors, they performed their last concert. Oh, isn't that sad? With Jim Morrison at the Warehouse in New Orleans. Murph picked Roadhouse Blues. And that was December 12th, 1970. They were the Oakland Raiders of rock and roll. And I don't mean the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean the Oakland Raiders. Bob Carroll back with you on the program. Hey, guess what? Our favorite socialist, and you know she's all about equality and helping the little guy. It looks like in just one quarter, 1 3-month period, she spent over $50,000 on hotels and fine dining and other luxuries. My man Mark Mayer sent this to me. It's like, how phony could these people be? You can't make up how phony they are. But she's a socialist. Dear God. That's frightening, isn't it? Hey, let's go to Joe from Plains. Thanks for your patience, Joe.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to make people aware of the level of incompetence and disconnection from the public and how they the people at Luzerne County Election Bureau, namely Emily Cook and Romilda Crocomo and that gang, how little they care about policy, good policy and practices. 23 days before Thanksgiving, people left their houses at 5:30 in the morning to go and work the polls in Luzerne County. A lot of them were senior citizens. Some of them were super senior citizens. And they worked 14 hours at a minimum that day. And here it is 12 days before Christmas, and they haven't been paid yet. Hmm. And I think it is an absolute travesty.
By the way, that was the only hiccup out of the election board, right, I mean, that's their first responsibility, responsibility they have, and they're failing every time.
And this is an election bureau who every election, they're trying to find people to fill positions in the polling places. There's always scrambling to fill, and then they treat them like this. Mm. It's the gang that couldn't shoot straight. I mean, they can't do two things at one time. And I don't know why people put up with this and actually praise them for their job, because I don't see it. But it's a disgrace that people can't be treated better than this. Their policies and practices are way out of line with what good government should be.
Well, I appreciate those thoughts. Thank you very much, Joe.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, man. The continued problems are, they've got to go back on Crocomo. They have to. Because they're under her charge. Like, let's fix this. Let's take care of this. Why don't we? I don't understand. I really don't understand. And now they're not getting paid. The people who, and by the way, it's not hard work, but it's slavish work. It's a long day in the saddle. And it's essential to our democracy. Interesting. Well, my Bicardo Jewelers watch. Oh, and that's where I was last night. And we'll talk about that. But now, Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's coming up on 9:50, which means Bloomberg Money Minute. There it is, on the nose. Well, you know what that means. That means Lorraine from Hazelden's on the blower, and she's got a poem, but it's going to be a little rushed, Lorraine. I'm sorry to rush you, diva. Yeah, diva.
I was forewarned.
You were a diva, and I don't want to upset you.
No, my name's not Bob. Are you there?
Yeah, there's no time for your little repartee. We're here for your poem.
Ooh. Wow, crab. Okay. Here goes. You ruined it. To my dear mother, Merry Christmas in heaven. The lights are shining oh so brightly. All the ornaments are hung on the tree. The only thing that's missing, dear mother, is your presence here with me. You always made my Christmases special with your caring and tender touch. If God would grant me time with you, I'd tell you how I miss you so much. You left me many years ago, and it was during the Christmas season. I did not want to let you go, but I knew God had his reason. He gave you to me for a while. A better mother I couldn't have had. I know that you're happy in heaven, but please forgive me for feeling sad. So, as you sing your silver bells with the angels from above, please remember your baby daughter. Merry Christmas, Mother, with all my love.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Would you do that on Christmas Eve for us? Bulldog and I are going to be here Christmas Eve morning.
Oh, you got me scared. I thought you were going to say you were going to be here Christmas Eve morning.
Yeah, well.
I got scared. Oh, my God. Will that you, would have been a shock.
If you can, that or another ode to your mother, Christmas ode to your mother. I would like either.
There's
one.
A bunch of them here.
Related to Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
That's
Christmas
beautiful.
And my mother. Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so then maybe the 22nd, maybe the Monday, and then maybe that Wednesday. I'm off the Tuesday.
And the 22nd is the date of her
passing. Okay.
Yep. This was the first one I wrote.
And I'm not saying don't call next week. I'm saying call next week also, but it'd be nice to do it on the 22nd and then Christmas Eve. I'll be off on the Tuesday.
You'll be off where?
Off air. I won't be on air on the Tuesday, the 23rd.
Okay, you're always off.
See, this is why. And the Bulldog's smiling at it because he's got the same ridiculously corny sense of humor.
Well,
he found that funny.
Look who we're talking to.
Oh, Lord. Well.
That's what I say.
All right, well, you know what that music means. That's your hook. You have a nice weekend, Lorraine. Thank you. I love that poem.
Well, you better. And I'm sure a lot of other people do.
Now listen, Mark Mayer's listening for something.
Well, he's listening. You're picking on me all the time.
He wants to hear something.
Okay. Okay, Fuzzy Wuzzy. He got me all shook up here. Jeepers creepers. Mark, I can't help it. He does that to me.
We got to go, my dear. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
All right. Mark. My Bacardo Jewelers watch. Says 10:01. I was there last night with Cutie. Oh, was the store hopping? I'm telling you, they got me in the Christmas mood last week, and now I'm in supercharged after going to Bacardo's yesterday afternoon for the trunk sale. We'll be back after the news.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.